Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito, Pastor Paul, coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you. Praise God, it's hump day already. Already Wednesday this week, which means we have Bible study here tonight, and you are invited. We'd love to see you. 6 o'clock tonight. If you guys are tuned into the rebroadcast of this at 5:30, you still have 30 minutes to make it to church tonight. Pastor Darren Salon is teaching that. He is in Romans chapter 7. We're going through verse by verse. We roll out the dry erase board, take our time, go verse through verse, verse by verse through the New Testament. You are invited. We love to see you. If you're unable to make it, our Facebook feed will turn on live right at 6 o'clock as well. Same place, Island Community Church on Facebook. The sermons are uploaded on our YouTube channel, Island Community Church, our website, islandcommunitychurch.net. Our statement of faith is on there. What we believe about the Son of God is on there. That's the go-to place if you want to check on a church. What do they believe about Jesus Christ? Here now. Now, this sermon was 57 minutes, so I wanted to play it in its entirety, the one we started on Monday. It's entitled, How's Your Soil? So this will wrap up here today. And then the Thursday and Friday, you'll hear the sermon I preached on this past Sunday. And that is, The Lord Jesus Returns, Revelation chapter 19. Here now is the last part of this message, How's Your Soil?
I once read of this perfect utopia that was built for nature. A perfect utopia was recreated. And there were trees and plants and the like that had no insects, no disease. But the trees were all wilting and dying. And they did not grow. And they couldn't figure out, it's perfect. There's nothing wrong here. Why are the trees dying? And then a tree expert told them, it's the adversity that makes a tree grow. The trees need stress. Trees need wind in order to grow. Let me say that again. Trees need stress in order to grow, and you do too. It's the stress that causes you to grow. It's the stress in your life that causes you to have deep roots. It's the stress that inspires you to draw near to God. And he will draw near to you. It's never on the mountaintop. It's only through stress and adversity. Sorry, it's that way. So there's two. Next up, verse 22. It says, now he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. All right, so this person, say, is rich. And this rich person, let's say, no offense, Jim, I always use boat examples. This person buys a boat. This rich person only has one day off a week. Guess what day that is? Right, Sunday. It's Sunday. It's your choice. Now, this rich person hears it whispered in his ears, you're a hard worker. Then he hears those words, treat yourself. Go out in your boat on Sundays. Don't be a legalist. You don't need to sit and hear some silly old stuffy old sermon. You don't need to sit around singing that. You see, you hear that stuff now because you're born again. You never heard it before. You never even thought about it. But now that you've changed teams, now you have someone telling you to
Go out on your boat on Sunday. Don't sit on it. What's a sermon going to do for you? Now, you've been coming here how many years? You answer that question. Jim, for those that don't know, is a boat captain. And God got his attention in a spectacular way. It was my thrill to do their wedding down in the Keys, Robin. So this happens once, twice, three times, while in the meantime, like a dusty road's chokehold, it just slowly dies. One here, then it's boat two, church once, boat three, church once, or something else. Pick anything else. Pick some other passion that's harmless in and of itself. But when you let this happen to you, it's like drifting out to sea. And then you look up and your towel's not there. It's way over there somewhere. And you didn't recognize what happened to you. That's what he's saying. He's just warning you to be careful that these things can choke the word out of you. And he says this person doesn't cross the finish line in faith. And now what is this person going to do when Abdullah shows up at his house and asks, are there any Christians here? You see, you don't have any of this stuff that got developed in the valley. When you're going through hardship, you've got no hoopamone in you. What are you going to do when he knocks on your door and says, are there any Christians? Or put a knife to your child and says, give up the faith and I'll leave you alone. What do? Any good father looks at his kid, and his kid looks at him and goes like this. They wink at him. Son, we talked about this. We knew this day could come. Trust in God. Remember, God is for you. But if you don't endure in the trial, you'll never get past this step. That's why he makes your life difficult today. So when this happens to you, you will be like David. So blank number three is deceived by riches. Maybe we also could put for blank number three, worldliness will take you out of the faith as well. Worldliness, the cares of this world. Now, my translation, for those of you know, I'm a Bible translator. Really, the cares of this world is not the best translation. The word world is not cosmos. It's the word eon. You know what eon means? Age. This word merimnos for cares, the word really means anxieties. Now, this is how my translation reads, the EMTV. The seed sown in the thorns is he who hears the word and the anxieties of this age. Uh-oh. We're offended now. I pray that God would show us all what soil we're in this morning. Let's keep reading. The seed sown in the thorns is he who hears the word, and the anxieties of this age and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and the word becomes fruitless. Boy, talk about spot on, huh? Now we're getting deep in this. The anxieties of this age take the third group out. Yikes. Look, pharmaceutical drugs is not the answer to get through this age. And if you find yourself doing something other than this to cope with Donald Trump or Joe Biden or the price of gasoline or anything else, if you have to go to pharmaceutical drugs to cope with that, then he's talking to you this morning. He's talking to you. He wants you to see that he has everything that you need for you to cope with all this evil in the world. Goodness gracious, you've got tomorrow's newspaper right here. You know all the answers. You've got win, place, and show for every horse race out here. It's all right here. You have everything that you need. The answer is trust God in the face of adversity. God is the answer to your anxieties. Or go and do something for somebody else. That'll help you get through it. If you're full of anxiety, go and do something for somebody else. Watch it wash away. Go and do something. Be a blessing for someone else. Do something for someone else. Watch your anxiety say, hasta luego. Romans 8:35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded. Listen to what Paul learned here. This word persuaded also could be translated, I am convinced. That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe that? That's all that you need. That's all that you need. Now, I'm not telling you to give up cold turkey if you are taking something to deal with life. But start to allow God to deliver you through this. The Lord Jesus says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended and the floods came. The wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat on that house and it fell, and great was its fall. The anxieties of this age. You know, I had one of those is it I moments on my way. If there's anything, for those of you visiting today, we've looked a lot here in this church the last year when Peter said, is it I? Everyone said, except Peter. When the Lord said, I'm telling you, one of you is going to betray me. And everyone except Peter said, is it I? And the one who wouldn't admit it is the one who did it. And on my way in this morning, I was thinking about the anxieties of this age. And I said, you know what? I said, everyone else might suffer with this. But I'm so glad, Lord, that I don't. And I fell again to this. How many times must I fall? I have my own ways of falling for this, and everyone's different. But I find myself as well suffering under this anxieties of this age. It can happen to everyone. But the thing is, again, I wrote it here. Show me once and make it right. That's all we got to do. Is he shows us where we've gone wrong. You're in group number three, Pastor. You think that you're fine, but you're not. You're in group number three. You let the anxieties of this age influence what you are going to do. That's all I ask. Show me. Show me, and I'll make it right. And I made it right before we started today. That's all I ask. Show me, Lord. I know you'll give me the strength and the power and the ability to overcome this and blast it. Show me where I'm wrong and we'll make it right. That's all that I ask. Now, I made a list here. Because I think This is the one thing that maybe, if we're honest, 95% of this church could suffer with. The anxieties of this age. If we're living in the time of the Lord Jesus' return, you can bet a lot of people are suffering in some way or another with this. So here's the go-to places to overcome this, all right? I want to show you the way out according to the Word of God. How do I deal with this if I am suffering from the anxieties of this age? The first one is Matthew 6:31. They're not up here. I just learned this morning. Matthew 6:31. The Lord says, "Do not worry, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows you need these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Meaning there's enough, he admits it. There's enough evil out there for tomorrow to take care of it. Something else will come up tomorrow. But just trust God today, and he'll take care of it. He'll see you through. Luke, okay, I'm running out of time. Let me just read some of these verses, references to you. Luke 12:22 through 26 says the same thing. "Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or about your body, what shall you put on? Life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. If you are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest?" So trust God with your life. Matthew 10:29. "Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your heavenly Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are numbered." For those that don't have a lot of hair in your head, then he counts them right here. Willis, you need to talk to me. We got to get a goat going on you or something. I'll tell you what. A, I see hairs on your head. B, I'll tell you what. He knows the number of them. C, I'll tell you another thing. Not one of them falls to the ground without him saying, "Oh, look at that, my stars. Willis just lost another hair."
Thanks.
"Therefore, do not fear, because you are of more value than many sparrows." I love that song, "His Eyes on the Sparrow." If his eyes on the sparrow, then I know that he watches thee. Romans 8:37, I just read it to you. "We are more than conquerors." He invented a Greek word. The word Nike means to overcome, and he put the word hyper on top of it. Meaning he took out this and invented a new word. It's never in Greek before he invented this. It's translated in English, "more than conquerors." And he's applying it to you this morning. He said, you are more than conquerors through him who loves us. This is how you overcome the anxieties of this age and the anxieties in your life, by understanding that God is for you and by understanding that his grace is all that you need. All that you need to overcome this is God's grace. His grace, Paul said, as he had a thorn in his flesh, a demon tormenting him that wouldn't go away, Paul grasped it because the Lord Jesus told him audibly. He says, "No, I'm not taking this away." He says, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my dunamis, my dynamite, the dynamite of God is made perfect through weakness." Okay, last group, fourth soil, verse 23. "He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Hallelujah. That's on good ground. That is a receptive heart, one who listens daily for the voice of God. one who repents daily of sin, one who is sensitive, one who admits when they're wrong, one who says no to the things that tried to destroy you in the past, one who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. I didn't say that you're perfect, but that you hear from God, you admit when you're wrong, you have an open heart. Thank God I did this morning on the way in. This was a shocker to me to find out that I still am, tend to be from time to time in group number 3. I thought I was immune to this. I won't even speak it in public. Not because you, I'll tell you and I'll write it down to you, but I don't want the devil to hear it. And they repent of sin. Now that person will persevere until the end, regardless of how many times you fall. God's not calling you to be perfect. He's just calling you to trust in Him to do these things, regardless of how many times you fall. God is able. We read it every week. I'll read it here in a minute. Now to Him who is able to what? Keep you from stumbling. To the only wise God be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, world without end. Amen. So I leave you with this question then. All right, blank number 4. Let's put on for blank number 4. Let's put walks with God. Walks with God. That's the answer. Walks with God. Is this where you're at today? Do you find yourself in this 4th group of walking with God? Or perhaps the other 3? Paul said each one's work will declare it. So we see 4 groups of people today receptive to the gospel. That is, they said yes to God at the beginning. The first group didn't understand, refused to be proactive with their faith and guard their heart. And they didn't understand that they have a real enemy now who is opposed to their victory. Group number 2, the second group had no spiritual fortitude in them. And at the first sign of trouble, they cut bait and run. The third group let the anxieties of this age and the love of money choke the word out and take them out. So we deal with these things, but it's like we got a restricted airflow if we let the anxieties of this age choke out this air that's coming in. You're still alive, but you're not functioning like you should. And if you leave this unattended, this condition will take you out, the anxieties of this world. If you leave this unattended, it'll take you out. That's what the Lord says. That's His warning. When people wonder, hey, how come everyone who starts off seemingly as a Christian, why don't these people continue until the end? And He tells you why. Certain things happen in people's lives to take them out. The fourth group, here's the word of God, is walking with God, understand it, and does it. Now, it doesn't say that they always understood it. Maybe they used to be in group number 1 who didn't understand, but they loved the Lord so much they repented of their sin, if need be, and they made the decision, the proactive decision, that they weren't going to be characterized anymore in group number 1. You can change that. Maybe you used to walk in anxieties and you had a hard time believing God at His word. Maybe you used to think you didn't need God because you had money and you saw no need for a Savior. Or you didn't realize that you were morally bankrupt and in need of a new heart. The good news is, you can change the group that you are in today. It's not too late for you. You can change today. So I encourage you to get out that spiritual hoe and do some earth moving and some excavating, because that falls on you, not on Him. This is your job to do this. This falls on you. Doesn't fall on God. This falls on you. You've got to do the wrecking. You've got to do the spiritual wrecking. You have got to plow up this field of your heart condition and make it right. And then he will do the sowing. And again, one of my favorite sayings is, look out, world. And of course, the good news is that God is for you and God is on your side. Okay, let's pray.
That'll do it for this message. We will be in Revelation chapter 20 this weekend. You are invited. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Revelation chapter 20 will probably be up to, or I know we will, be looking at the great white throne judgment. If you're a Christian, you can write N-A there. That won't apply to you because somebody took your judgment for you, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ, who was made sin for us. But you and I will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. That's where we will stand, not at the great white throne. Thanks for joining us here again today. You have been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
With a one-minute look at culture from a Christian worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Recently, the Tennessee legislature passed a law to require, quote, public schools include an approved prenatal child development ultrasound or computer animation, end quote. Among the options available is the mini-documentary Baby Olivia, a short 3D perspective on the development of a human child from conception to birth, put out by the folks at Live Action. As we've said before, it's accurate, it's excellently produced, and it's profoundly moving. It dismantles two false but long-lived myths. First, that the unborn are nothing but tissue, and second, that what we're talking about here is really the woman's body. Another live-action video recently demonstrated that when people are confronted with the truth about what an unborn child is and what abortion actually does, a significant number abandon or at least question their pro-abortion positions. That's because truth is on life's side, and that's reason enough to cheer on the state of Tennessee with this decision. After all, don't we want our children to know what is true? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with
Calling
The Point.
Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's modern worship on WMIE FM 91.5.